Here at the KSCO studios is 51 degrees. Time is 10:06 on this Saturday, February 16th, 2008. KSCO 1080, I am Nikki James.
The first time I felt it, the second time I loved it, and the third time I told my friends. I'm talking about ACT, the new feel-good energy drink. ACT is all natural, made with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants, so you get the energy you want without the junk that's in those other drinks. ACT feeds your cells, works in 5 to 10 minutes, and lasts for up to 6 hours with no jitters and no crash. People from 12 to 80 love ACT. Whether you want your kid drinking a healthier alternative or you're 80 years old and want more get up and go, with only 24 calories, 5 grams of sweetener, and 6 grams of carbs, ACT is diabetic friendly and fits in great with any fitness and diet plan. How can you try ACT? While you may have seen ACT at various retail locations around town, to buy at a discount or for a free sample, call me, Robin, at 831-818-4144. That's 831-818-4144. Or send me an email, robin@ksco.com.
More of what you spend here will stay here, and when it stays here, you can spend it here again and again and again. Listen to why your friends and neighbors think first of the locally owned independent businesses of Santa Cruz County.
My name is Joe. What I can get locally here is trust and reputation that I've worked with for decades. If there's something that goes wrong, they're there to fix it. Whereas at a large box store, you don't know who you're talking to or what policy you're working with.
Dr. Nusha. And I think it's important to keep these businesses alive that have so much personality and flavor.
When you spend it here, more of it will stay here so you can spend it again and again and again. So think first of the locally owned independent businesses of Santa Cruz County. For a list of local businesses or for membership information in Think Local First, visit thinklocalsantacruz.org. That's thinklocalsantacruz.org. KSCO, Santa Cruz.
All right, everybody. I'm Nikki James, and you're listening to KSCO 1080. It is time for MZ with your Saturday special.
We have a great new voice. Welcome, great new voice.
Well, thank you.
Are you as fun to work with as your voice is to listen to?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. I was so depressed that Dave was but you're not really leaving, Dave. You're just sort of leaving the shift on Saturday.
I'm giving him a break.
Oh, okay. You mean he might be back?
Oh, he'll be back.
I have a funny feeling that if he wants to come back, we won't want him back on Saturday because you're going to be so much fun to work with.
I know. It's
a funny
Everybody
feeling.
Loves me.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, Nikki.
Thanks, yeah.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
All right, you got to fill up just about 2 hours. Yeah, fill up 2 hours with content on the talk radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Everybody who's listening's favorite radio station. Or if it shouldn't, it should be. Or will be. Yeah, welcome to the Saturday special.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
No. It's inappropriate. We don't have a special guest. That's the special fanfare. We don't have a special guest. So what am I playing the special fanfare for? You don't know either? There's something you guys are holding out on me. You know, you just wanted to do this because you know I wasn't prepared for 2 hours, right? And you've got a guest in the wings who's going to come and rescue me, right?
Oh, yeah, he's outside.
Who is it?
No.
Huh?
You can do it.
No, I didn't think I was going to do the Saturday special today, but, you know, I didn't think I was going to do the Saturday special.
But I came here for you.
That's why I decided to do it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to. Yeah, when someone said that Nikki would be disappointed if I didn't do the Saturday. Well, I guess it's just you and me then.
Let's hang out.
What a way to, what a way. Yeah, let's do, okay, so start hanging. We'll both start hanging here. Politics, flu. I heard, did you hear the news? If you took a flu shot and you have the flu, you're not alone. Did you hear that in Fox News?
Oh, it's going crazy. I've had so many people get the flu, a lot of my friends. I'm under the radar with the flu, so.
Do you take a flu shot?
No, actually.
I have taken a flu shot every year for at least 20 years, and I haven't gotten the flu, so it's been good for me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a real believer. Now, there's a lot of people listen to this radio station who not only do not believe in vaccinations of any kind, but feel that not only do they not work, but are really bad for you. A lot of people feel that way. And I'm not going to make any value judgment at all, except to tell you maybe it's all in my head. Maybe it didn't work. Maybe the strain of flu viruses were not in line with what I was vaccinated against either this year or all these years. But I can tell you that I have not had the flu. And so I am a believer in at least the flu vaccination.
I think it works for some people. I think everybody's body's different, and it definitely, it used to work for me when I took it, you know.
Oh, you did take, so there must
I have
be,
taken it before.
There must be a reason you
previous
stopped.
Previous years. Just, you know, haven't gone and done it, really.
I know other people who have taken the flu vaccination, and it has given them the flu.
Yep, I know those people, too. So yeah. That's what I mean. I think everybody's different.
Oh.
Everybody's okay. Body, you know.
Well, that's one possible thing we can talk about the flu vaccine. How many of you out there believe, forget about believing in it. I would just assume that you believe in it if you take a flu shot. Because if you're going to allow some foreign material to be injected in your body, I mean, you must really believe that it's going to do you some good and not do you some harm. That's one possible topic for our Saturday special. Program today. Another possible topic is the topic that is on everybody's mind and is in the forefront of the news, and that is, of course, the presidential erection, as they would say in Japan. No, that's not. Anyhow, so you think Hillary is Hillary might be toast? You think she can handle? I know a local politician here. I'm not going to mention any name. I think you know who I'm talking about. People who listen to the station a lot know who I'm talking about. Who was in power here for many years in Santa Cruz County, and when it looked like he wasn't going to be in power, it almost did him in. But then the university vote came through and put him over the top again like it always had before. But, what would happen? What would become of Hillary if she didn't even make the nomination, let alone get elected president? Do you think Hillary would explode? Do you think she would disintegrate? Or do you think that there are forces out there that will not let that happen because of this thing called the Clinton machine? You think that's possible? No. Can anybody be that powerful that they can, you know, control superdelegates and all this new stuff that you're hearing about now? That's one topic. And what about the topic of the last program with Michael Olson and the food chain? Hypnosis. I feel very, very sad that I was busy taking a nice warm shower and figuring out a high-protein breakfast and eating it when I should have been listening to the food chain, because he had a really interesting guest on, a man talking about hypnosis all the way from Australia. And back when I was a youngster, many, many, many years ago, I became fascinated with hypnosis. And what is now the West Coast Hotel, I think, you know, they're, right over the only skyscraper in Santa Cruz that's right on the, they used to call it the Dream Inn. In fact, it was called the Dream Inn when I was a kid. They had a hypnosis lady, a hypnotist lady there. And she, her name was Ginger Court. And she put on this great show where she hypnotized members of the audience who allowed themselves to be hypnotized. And she made them, I never really thought that hypnosis was a real thing up until then, but boy, did I learn differently. It was a very entertaining program, and I started studying it then, and I decided, hey, if she could hypnotize me, which she did, and hypnotize a bunch of other people from the audience into doing really strange things in front of people, losing your inhibitions and things like that, it, this obviously it's real, and it can be harnessed and put to good use and so forth. So I decided I would make a tape recording of Ginger Court hypnotizing people, and then I memorized the recording. And so, presto, I became a hypnotist myself. I scanned a few books on the subject and learned that hypnosis is nothing more than a state of highly increased concentration and focus, right? And that you cannot be hypnotized against your will. You cannot be hypnotized into doing something that would be against your moral or ethical code. And so one of the things that I did, I had this gang of friends that I used to hang with, and I decided it would be fun to, you know, it was amusing to hypnotize them. So we used to have these hypnosis potties where I would put them under and ask them to do, you know, interesting things. One of them, was a really, really bright guy. He was the student body president of Santa Cruz High School, and very astute, very well read, not very athletic himself, but extremely interested in baseball. And he was one of these guys who could tell you every stat on every player in the league and in both leagues and so forth. And he was the son of a University of Santa Cruz, California Santa Cruz professor, who was real, how do you say it? Sort of humorless. I mean, very, very bright man, wonderful professor and so forth, but, you know, about philosophy. I think he was a philosophy professor or something. Anyhow, one day I decided to hypnotize Chuck, was his name, in school in at Santa Cruz High. And I decided to see if it was against his moral or ethical code to be insolent to the typing teacher, who also was sort of a humorless lady who wasn't very much fun to be around. So so I hypnotized Chuck and told him that every time that when I count to three, I can't remember exactly what it was, when the teacher got up and said something, which she always said, he would immediately fall down onto the floor and go immediately very deeply and soundly asleep and cause a spectacle, which is exactly what he did. That's what happened. And so anyhow, long story short, I got called by the principal. I went into the typing class because I said that I had hypnotized the guy and that I needed to be there. And she said, well, you get out of here. This is not your class. So I said, okay. And I left. And, you know, all kinds of things happened then. And it turns out that he had to be called in. He had to be taken home from school. And I was called to the house to get him out of the trance. But anyhow, hypnotism and hypnosis is a real thing. It really is. And those of you who've listened to KSCO will know that we have an occasional guest, Roy Masters, who is himself an expert hypnotist. And there's nothing about hypnosis that he does not know. And so a very, very interesting program last hour that I wish I would have known was going to be on, because I would have made it a point to listen to it. Anyhow, 479-1080 is the phone number to call. If you want to join us on the guestless KSCO special, you can talk about just about anything you want. My name is MZ. We have Nikki, our brand new cohort here on the Saturday special, our brand new pilot in command, taking over from Dave, who so that poor Dave can have a little rest. He's here just about every day on the air with Charlie in the happy hour program on during the week. And did he leave already? I don't know. There's something that happened this week that I wanted to talk to him about, if he's still here. Yeah, something about a misunderstanding of part of Kay's last commentary, the joke. Yeah. Anyhow, you guys know what I'm talking about. Dave. Oh, there he is. He's outside. Okay. Well. Anyhow, I think he'll be coming in here. He doesn't really hear. But in any case, we're going to take our first caller now. We can talk about the joke thing in a minute here when Dave is here and can answer. Scott in Santa Cruz, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Thank you, Dave. I mean...
Whatever.
MZ.
Yeah. Hey, you're all over the place. You're
I was expecting to go on hold again.
Okay.
I'm so used to talking to Dave.
Yeah.
But it is nice to hear Nikki's fresh voice.
Yes.
Yeah, mass hypnosis. Now, it seems kind of like a stretch, but it actually...
Mass hypnosis. Did I say mass hypnosis?
No, I'm talking about that. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I wanted to call and ask, but there was no time in the show. You know, Michael, have you heard of HARP? Surely you must listen sometimes to, Coast to Coast.
Have you never. I wish I could, but I'm okay. Always working then. I'm working or sleeping.
Well, it's this huge antenna up in Alaska, and it sends out, I don't know, an enormous amount of electricity. And apparently they're able to shift clouds. So there's only so much rain that falls on the earth every year, and they can make it have, floods in one area and drought in another area, you know. So this feeling that comes from drought, this feeling of suicide is contagious, even plants. A clever caller pointed out that plants are, likely to even thrive together. Or when one of them starts to decide to die, then they'll have a mass hypnosis and they'll all die. And
I never heard that. Okay, all right.
Well, it all fits so well into the agenda of what I call Rockefeller et al. To reduce the population. Drought works in so many ways. It works, and. HARP is always, saying, oh, it's not all that powerful, but when it comes time to get public funding, then they say, oh, it's so powerful. It's so powerful, apparently they can dig out a bay with it. That's what they were talking about on Coast to Coast the other night. And,
whoa.
You know, what?
Whoa.
Yeah, and drought and floods, also war, disease, of course, abortion, et cetera. These are all good things. As well as birth control in reducing the population. But, population control actually means control of the population. And, of course, this can be done easier with a smaller population. You know, sustainable technology is actually code word for a stone age. I mean, that's actually their vision is so ridiculous. The Nazis discovered, now this is astounding, the Nazis discovered many things, in their experiments on human beings. And they were immunized from prosecution for sharing those secrets with the American government. And, they discovered how to break the heart, they had a saying, break the body, break the spirit, break the heart. And there was a shortcut to breaking the heart.
Scott, we gotta wrap this up, okay?
Okay, I'll wrap it up real quick.
Yeah.
Standard Oil, who Rockefeller owned at the time, it's now Chevron, but he sold it, fueled the German war machine, Michael.
I'm sure that's true. Okay, so what's the point?
Okay, that we should be aware and not be drawn into this mass hypnosis, this population control BS.
Okay, think for yourself. That's the message.
And one other point is that to break the heart, it only works on parents. But when you take the child from a parent, it breaks the heart. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your call. 479-1080 is the phone number to call. KSCO, your favorite radio station, as Carl has done. Carl in Aptos, you're on.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm just fine, Carl. How art thou?
Great. Hey, just I've always kind of wondered, you know, I used to listen to DSL since I was a little kid. I still sing to some of those jingles, you know, in falsetto and so on. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It goes way, way back. But just kind of curious what it takes. You know, they have shows behind the scenes, the making of and all.
Yeah.
And I was curious, some of the things behind the scenes, like of KSVO, like, you know, what does it cost, like, for the electricity to transmit kind of a thing? What kind of staffing do you have to have? You know, just the kind of behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. Like, why do you have those antennas there? It used to have an FM and AM. Now there's just AM.
Right.
One not used. Or how does that work? And,
right.
And,
yeah, well, okay, where should I begin here? There used to be an FM station broadcasting from here, Corcoran Lagoon, and it was never a very good site for an FM station. They don't make better sites. Well, they don't make much better sites for an AM transmission broadcast facility than Corcoran Lagoon. And that is the reason that the location was chosen by Vern Berlin back in the early 40s. For the radio station here. Okay, I'll do a little explanation here. With an AM radio, signal has two components, a ground wave and a sky wave. With an FM, or a television, for that matter, transmission, there is only a sky wave.
Hmm.
When there's a sky wave only, you have to be able to see the transmitting tower in order to receive it. When there is a ground wave as well as a sky wave, you can jump over mountains, and you don't have to see now, KSCO has an extraordinary signal. We are licensed for 10,000 watts, daytime power, but we have the range of a 50,000 watt radio station for one reason. Our ground signal, our ground wave component of our signal is extraordinary. And the reason it's extraordinary is because the more moist your ground is, where your transmission is, the better the ground wave transmits or propagates, I guess is the right word. And what could be more moist than water itself? Okay, so our ground system is in the water. Now there's only one thing that could be a little better than what our system is here right now, and that is if it was salt water entirely.
It is brackish, right?
Yeah, it's brackish. It's half salt and half fresh water. Okay? So if we if our towers were actually in the ocean, that would be salt water. It would be even better. The distance that you could hear KSCO would be even greater than it is.
I actually
pretty darn KSCO, close.
One time in Pasadena, one evening, parts of Pasadena, I was able to hear KSCO.
Oh, I've heard it in Vegas.
Wow.
I was in Tahoe. I was driving on Highway 28 along Tahoe just Tuesday of this week. And I tuned in 1080, and I said, I wonder if I could barely pick up KSCO.
Yeah.
Not only could I barely pick it up, it was almost like a local station.
Yeah. Yeah.
The conditions were just right then. You know, I'm not saying it's that way all the time, but AM is funny that way. FM is not. The reason everybody tunes into this station or finds their way to this station during big storms or wherever, whenever there's power outages, is because this is the only station, AM or FM, in the full of craggy, you know, canyons and valleys and so forth, nooks and crannies in the landscape. It's the only station that gets into all those crooks, nooks and crannies and so forth, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, we did what we did when we had the recent storm. And I know we picked up hundreds, if not thousands, of new listeners as a result of that storm. So, you know, I guess I had forgotten to keep wishing for don't wish for anything bad, don't wish for earthquakes or
right,
anything,
right.
But the only good thing, at least for us, about about, you know, when the power goes out is our audience goes way up. And a lot of people discover the radio station that is, it's pretty unique. I mean, and I think all stations should be like this. I think all stations should reflect the community where the station is located or broadcast from. And because the broadcast industry has been totally decimated by your government, okay, by our government, KSEO is pretty unique. It really is. Most stations are owned by big corporate entities who don't give a damn about their communities. All they give a damn about is money. And the bottom line. Now you hear me, you know, whining on the air sometimes about hey, you want to keep KSEO going the way if you like it, you know, support it. And you don't have to be an advertiser. You don't have to own a business. You can go to our website and click on make a PayPal donation, which a lot of people have, and it's great. I mean, I feel better in some ways when someone who sends us $5, you know, who's a real poor person, but who really appreciates it, said, if I'd said more if I could, but this is all I could afford. That means more to me than a $3,000 a month advertiser. I mean, that's
a cool vote of confidence, really,
yeah.
You know. For instance, if you don't mind, something like a 10,000-watt transformer, what does that cost, just that alone, to put that out, I wonder? Hour alone.
It costs several thousand dollars a month in PG&E power, and it varies according to the year, time of the year. When we're on full power, you know, when it's daylight savings time, you know, June, July, that's when our power bill is the highest.
Huh.
And in the winter time, when we cut back, I think power cutback time is 4:45 in the afternoon in December, where we cut our power way down to about 1/10 of what it is normally in the daytime. Then our power bill is you know, lesser, you know, but so is our coverage. So it's a double-edged sword. So anyhow, are you interested in radio?
Yeah, I have been for years.
What do you do now?
The media. We do websites. We do training on customer service around the country. So.
Trading on customer service.
Mm-hmm. How to treat people properly and keep them loyal to you coming back.
Did you once send me an email about that, or because someone did?
I did.
Oh, okay, right. Well, yeah, that's. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that. all of the customer service these days, because everything is a big company. I bought an Apple iMac, and you know, I bought a care. You get a certain amount of you know, free.
Right. Support.
Free support, yeah, but if you want to extend it, it costs some money. And when you call, you 9 times out of 10, when you call for anything customer service, you're talking to someone in India or
yeah.
But there's a reason for that, because it's called labor and the high cost of labor.
Yep.
So you know, do you have any? We ought to do a program about that. I think you suggested that once. Would you resend your email? Good. All right, Carl, thanks for calling the Saturday special. Take care. 479-1080. No other callers. Okay, so much for my tap dance. So, Dave? Yeah, Dave. So, what happened last week, you know, with regard to Kay's commentary? Some people misunderstood it or something? Is that what happened?
Right. We had a caller who called in, and he misunderstood the last Kay's commentary, and he thought that Kay had actually gone and maliciously got somebody a bunch of tickets out there. He was pretty upset about it, but we had a bunch of phone calls saying that it was something off the internet, and it was a joke for him to calm down. And but yeah, I was surprised. Actually, we had a lot of phone calls by people who were kind of second guessing whether or not she had really done that. And I said, you know, I think we can all pretty much rest assured that she wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, but it was announced as a joke, or maybe it wasn't as clearly announced as a joke as it could have.
Right. I played that segment again so that this way everyone could say, you know, she said, here's an out for something, and I don't
some remember. Levity.
Right, levity.
Yeah. But levity could be a real personal experience. You know, I mean, it could be. But in any case, whatever. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special. It's MZ and
hi.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, thanks for coming down and holding my hand and helping me do the tap dance here on the otherwise guestless program.
You're welcome.
Once in a while, you tell jokes. In fact, you've gotten in trouble from telling a sort of a risque joke on one of your commentaries from time to time.
I don't remember that one. But I always mention that it's a joke, except this time I didn't.
You forgot. Oh, okay. The wrong idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, people who were delighted and happy and thought it was really funny thought that it was great that you would had ridden the bus and so forth.
but I think the people or the person that was upset was certainly a person on the left, because he didn't like the bumper sticker which said Hillary on 08. So you probably know where I stand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so anyhow, there's a brand new commentary that's going to be world premiered today.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's at the top of the hour. So call everybody you know for the world premiere of the latest K's commentary. Now let's hear from Bruce and Salinas. Bruce, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yes. Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Just wanted to talk about the flu shot.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
I'm one of the ones that don't believe you can get the flu shot from getting the flu shot. And I have one fact to back that up.
No, say that again. You don't
cannot get the flu from getting the flu shot.
Oh, okay. So do you get the flu shot?
Yes, but the antigens or whatever is in the flu shot is dead, D-E-A-D.
Uh-huh.
So you really can't get the flu from something dead.
Right. So, wait.
Yes.
Here, go ahead, Ma. Say.
I have to differ with you, Bruce.
Okay.
Because for years, I used to take the flu shot. And it happened that as soon as I take the flu shot, I would get the flu. And I'd keep the flu for several months.
That's why they call it a flu shot. Maybe you should have been getting an anti-flu shot.
Yeah, right.
Is that possible?
I will never get a flu shot again.
Yeah.
And I only got the flu a number of times because of the flu shot. So evidently, there are people like me who are very sensitive to those antigens.
Even though they're dead, huh?
Even though they're dead.
I don't understand.
How do you know they're all dead? Maybe a few of them didn't die.
I think a lot of people just happen to be going to be getting the flu that particular day. I mean, there's a lot of them out there.
Sure.
There's a lot of people getting the shot. It just happens to be that day they get the shot. So they blame it on the shot.
But Bruce, if it happened to me consistently, it took me a while to figure it out. But I would be perfectly healthy, and then about a couple of days after a flu shot, I'd get one strain of the flu, and I would go through several months of the flu. So I have not taken the flu shot for many years,
mm-hmm.
and I figure if the rest of you take it, then I'm not going to catch it anyhow.
I can't argue against that.
What was that?
I can't argue that you get the flu shot consistently from it.
Right.
That's true.
I'm sorry. But there are people who are very sensitive to things. Like I spoke to a friend a little while ago I wanted to commiserate with me because of the pollen from, what are those?
The acacias.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and it's doing this to a lot of people now. And my friend says, well, she's a lucky one. She said, I love acacias.
Mm.
I keep them in my house. And I said, and you have no trouble with allergy? Nope. So we are all different.
Yeah,
right?
My wife has a problem with those. That's why.
Does she?
Okay, Bruce and Salinas, thank you very much for calling the Saturday Special, and do not get the flu.
Okay, I'll try.
Whether or not you take it.
Michael.
Yeah, Ma.
I was intrigued driving here listening to hypnosis.
Yeah.
And don't you sometimes get the feeling that our political leaders are very much involved in trying to hypnotize us?
Sure.
Of course.
Your good friend Roy Masters has said that for years on the radio.
Of course.
Yeah. So anyhow,
anything to distract us.
Yeah. Chris in Santa Cruz, flu shot, bad experience. It says this poor guy. Wow, sounds interesting. Go, Chris, you're on.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, in 1976, I got a swine flu shot.
Oh, I remember that.
And I ended up with a Guillain-Barré syndrome. I ended up paralyzed from the shot. So yeah, I woke up one morning and couldn't walk, they won't even give me a flu shot now, which I wouldn't ever take one.
But. Did it wear off so you can walk now?
Oh yeah, yeah, I did. I was in the hospital for about 3 months though, and I had to go through physical therapy. It just basically, there's some people that got the Guillain-Barré syndrome from that shot, and they're still paralyzed. You know, luckily mine worked its way back out of my legs, but I still have ankle drop from the, you know, my ankles. They didn't prop my ankles up when I was paralyzed in the bed, so my tendon stretched. So I still have ankle drop, but I'm pretty much fully recovered. But,
what does that mean? Is it harder for you to walk than?
My feet tend to drop, and when I walk, I end up tripping quite a bit. But,
oh,
geez. You know, I've gotten used to it over, you know, that's 1976, but.
God.
But it still was a flu shot that did it to you.
It was the swine flu shot that they made everybody take back then.
I remember that.
In school, 1976. So can be repercussions from a flu shot.
I agree.
Wow.
And so I haven't taken one since, and I don't get the flu either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you haven't had the flu either since then?
Neither have I.
Well, maybe that's the lasting effects of the flu. I mean, the lasting positive effects of the flu shot. I mean, you had one huge negative effect, but.
Well, I can never get Guillain-Barré again, you know.
Oh.
Polyneuritis. I'm immune to that now.
So there's a silver lining to a bright side to just about anything, even the horrible thing that happened to you.
Yeah, but that's I just wanted to let people know that there aren't, you know, they're not all safe as they say. You know?
Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We do have. Wait a minute, Tammy. Oh, geez, Tammy, call back. I hit the drop button instead of the on-air button. This is awful. Yeah, we had another caller, and I just hung up on her instead of... It's a terrible thing when that's the last caller. Okay, brings me to mind something I've been wanting to bring up for a while. And I do this, I've done this, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in 17 years that we've had the radio station. And I don't want to offend anybody, but I want to know if I'm the only person who is annoyed by frequent callers, even though the frequent callers are very, very, very intelligent. They love the radio station. That's why they call so much. But every time when I tune in the radio station, no matter where I'm listening, and I hear just one of these regular callers, I cringe. I just say, this can't be good. I mean, I must not – I hope I'm the only person who feels that way. And I realize that what I'm doing now is I'm insulting some people. I'm insulting some of the regular callers. You know who you are. I'm not going to name any names. Or people – it's like they live to be – on the radio, calling a talk show, calling a KSCO talk show. And yet, I love them and I appreciate them, but you call too damn much.
Oh my God.
I the only person who feels that way?
Can I say something about that?
Yeah.
I think that you measure your listenership by the people that call, and that's a big mistake.
I think that if people tune in and they hear the same person saying the same predictable thing, that they're not going to listen as much.
I don't agree with that.
Good. I hope you're right, and I'm
there
wrong.
There are many, many listeners who are very shy, and they might have something to say, but they're not comfortable. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a listenership.
I didn't say we don't have a listenership. I think it's difficult to get the listenership to grow when people tune in and they hear the same people all the time. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am. I want to put that out. Please call the program and tell me whether you think that I'm right about that or you think I'm all wet. And I hope the consensus is that I'm all wet. And again, I'm not asking about whether it means that we don't have many listeners if only a few people and the same people call. I don't believe that. I believe what people we've gone over that many, many times on the air.
Okay, Michael, there are so many other exciting and serious and interesting things that are going on in our society that I think we ought to talk about things like that.
That's fine. Such as?
Such as what happened yesterday when the House of Representatives of our country decided that they were going to take a leave of absence for about 10 or 12 days. And so because of that, they did not stay long enough to vote on the very important issue about whether our leaders are going to allow the military to do certain things so that they can fight the war on an even keel.
Waterboarding.
Yeah, well, waterboarding is one thing that that the House of Representatives was supposed to work on, and several other things like on the telephone, just eavesdropping, things like that that they have no business, in my mind, to even be talking about. They're running the war. And honestly, if we're going to continue to put up with trying to help ourselves in Iraq and other places in the world by political correctness, that's crazy. We'll never win.
Okay, we have some callers. Tammy's back, Tony in La Selva, and Billy in Capitol. Let's go to Tammy, who I tried to get earlier and hung up on her instead. Tammy, welcome to KSU.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Michael,
for calling back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm one of the ones you think calls too much, it is very hard for me to call.
No.
Actually, I'm very nervous every time I call.
No, don't be
and
nervous.
And even the wait on the line is quite difficult for some of us.
Okay.
So anyway, I try to make very clear points. I try to make it as quick as possible. And I thank you, Kay. I loved your comments last week. It was so funny. I cracked up so much when I heard about that.
I thought it was funny too.
You know, it's so typical. Uh-huh. You know that the police powers really haven't been brought into question since the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
And my husband's father got beat up for doing an anti-Vietnam rally once upon a time, you know.
Yes.
And he was just taking pictures. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't rallying. He was just taking photographs. And when by the time he sued, he got, you know, only $10,000, which is what covered the hospital bills.
Wow.
So I'm experiencing, you know, that the rights of human beings, I think that there should be a program for a Saturday special on just have people call in whose rights have been violated.
Like by bullies who are policemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think that, in a sense, human nature being what it is, certain people want to be policemen. That's not to say that that most of them are wonderful, fair, normal people.
Yeah.
But then there are people that have a lot of belligerence in them, and they go to that kind of a profession.
Well, and they twist it, and that's kind of like the politics thing, too, is that it's having control over people.
Of course.
Like the earlier caller talked about climate. You know, if you create a climate that people are afraid to have children, people are afraid to speak out. Honestly speaking, sometimes when I speak, I'm afraid that I'll get hit. Because I know one time I did a Saturday special on KSCO, and it was against CPS, and basically right after that I got hit again.
Oh.
You know, so I know that speaking out is the last thing they want.
How did you get hit? In what way?
Well, they came after me again. And basically the reason they got me again was they called it a messy house, but I have... at the time, two children under the age of five, which anybody, I mean, I have six kids. I can't keep a perfect house. And it wasn't that bad. I mean, finally, when I went to court, I was exonerated. I got my kids back after 12 days, but it was just, it was a zoo. You know, I mean, it was a kangaroo court. I mean, it's just completely out of control. And the thing is that, you know, your people's rights are being violated daily. And there's this climate of, oh, we better not say anything, you know. And then now they're hitting top-level people like, well, Michael Jackson, you know, Rich Lynn, he left the country. And now they're going after Britney Spears. And they've taken her children, and she goes crazy, and everybody's, oh, it's because of the drugs. Well, hello, you took her two sons. They're babies.
I agree.
And what is the damage? No one talks about the damage to the children, you know. And I just want to put it out there for those judges who are making these decisions, and it is based on the judges. 87% or so are just removal all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, 87, it depends on what judge you get. Some judges only move 30%, so it depends on their viewpoint.
Yeah, but certainly in California, the judges make political decisions.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not supposed to do that. Well, they're supposed to be impartial.
It is totally based on if they don't like your politics, if they don't like your religion,
yeah.
if they don't like your attitude, they
yeah.
will just, you know, punish you. And, you know, this is a scary thing. And
well, you better just
Michael,
suck up to them then.
You know what? No way. I met a Holocaust survivor.
Well, when you're in front of them. You
yes.
should suck
you're
up to them,
yeah.
but then get on KSCO and mention names. That's
but you
fine.
Know what? If you got kids, you're like the lottery ticket. You know what I mean? It's
yep.
just so much money to them that justifies their jobs. And I wanted to tell you, Michael, I met a Holocaust victim who I told him my situation in depth. You know, and he kissed me on the forehead and he said, "Don't ever let them shut you up."
Absolutely
and that's why I call.
Don't.
That's why I call your station because you're the last person. No one will print my letters. No one. Listens to the other side of the story. They think, oh, if you've had a problem, there must be something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the case.
Or,
this entire group was set up originally mm-hmm. by the CIA, and they are working on people, and they're hitting people who are the most vulnerable, and now they're hitting top-level people to make it status quo that if you've got problems raising your kids, how many other people took drugs and had kids? Madonna, why'd they never go after her?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
well,
they're choosing certain ones
don't
for a reason.
It's pretty scary what's happening
yeah.
in our country.
Yeah. And I just want to make it clear that, you know, we have to stand up for our rights, and you better know them, and we better start working together. And if everybody just stands alone thinking uh-huh. that they're going to, you know, fight the New World Order, the
yeah.
whole thing is to reduce the population and make us slaves. And,
right.
you know, they're going there mighty fast.
Yes, wow. they are.
And there's very few people who are standing up.
On the verge of losing our country.
That's a cue for Richie to call. I hope Richie will call in.
Well,
the
thank you so much for taking my call, Michael. And I
okay.
really hope that, you know, we can work together. And, you know, April is their child of the month. I hope, you know, we can get something together to stand up to them.
Okay,
Tammy. Because they got to stop it. Yeah.
Thanks for your call
thank
to the
you.
KSCO Saturday Special. The phone number is 479-1080 in area 831. If you're driving on Highway 5 or something and you think it's an interesting topic to chip into here, give us a call, 479-1080 in area 831. If you're in the 831 area code, obviously you don't have to dial the area code. Tony in La Selva, you are on the air on AM 1080 KSCO.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk to you about your cast of characters that you call callers. Because you really have a show. And
that's
all
true. The
caller, call
the regular callers are part of a content. So, you know.
That's right. And so to shut them out, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I mean, I don't always agree with.
I don't think it's a good idea either.
I don't, you know, I don't always agree with Billy or with Population Pat or, you know, or Watson, Richard from Watsonville, but.
We're not
you know,
talking about that. We're talking about just the frequency, you know, just maybe it's just a frequency thing.
Oh, well, then tell them not to call them one week
well,
or something.
No, a better idea is to leave the lines open at first so that new people can call if that's so important, Michael. And then
well,
the
we,
regular
I always give priority
but
to the not the person who has called been on the phone longest, but someone whom I think is a new caller. You
well,
know?
You shouldn't discourage your cast of characters.
You're right. You're right. And I feel, that's why I feel a little bad even bringing
to
it up.
Part of your show. I mean, I don't agree with them. Sometimes I change the station when I get angry about listening to them, but I turn back in again.
Okay.
And I listen again.
Do you get tired of listening to somebody because they because of what they say that irritates you or do you find abrasive? Or do you get tired of listening to them because you've heard them before and you know that they're always... I get to the point where I change the radio station when I hear someone coming on. Mom,
sometimes.
stop kicking me, okay? I'm telling you, don't muzzle me or tell me what I can say and not say. If you disagree, then you disagree, and what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, sometimes I may get to the point where I've heard it over and over again, and I'll change the station.
So that's bad. When you're a commercial station, you don't want your audience changing the station. You want them being glued to the station. And they're not going to be glued to the station if they hear the same people speaking in the same slow monotone, going on and on and on. And if the damn host doesn't say, hey, we got to move on now, cut to the chase or something, then they'd stay on for the whole friggin' 2 hours.
I have another
suggestion about that. But remember something, Michael. If we're loyal, most people are loyal enough to KSCO, they turn back. Maybe they turn away from the station temporarily, but we turn back. I turn your station off sometimes, but I turn back on again.
Okay,
so
well, I appreciate that loyalty. I want it all. I want my cake and I want to eat it too. I want people to never tune out unless they're sleeping
dead. That's almost impossible, Michael. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I have another program that I do, and so I have to turn out for a short time.
Well,
but
okay,
every
that's,
once in a while,
that's
you know,
understandable.
I have another solution, Michael.
What is it?
Why don't you limit the talkers to 2 minutes?
And then what happens if there's nobody, if you're a host who's not interesting like me and have no substance at all, and you limit it to 2 minutes, and then you have no callers, then you have dead air.
Well,
or you have
you,
blather.
And you keep talking.
Oh.
No, that could change the station even faster.
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
I think you just have to kind of feel it, Michael.
Okay.
You feel it to the point where you get to a level, you've talked to a person maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it is, and all of a sudden you get to a point where, okay, it's time to change. You make the change.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing, or that's what I've
been doing. And you just kind of have to go with that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. See ya.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for weighing in on that. Billy Sunshine wants to comment on Kay's last topic. Oh, this should be fun.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Kay. You guys are very cute together, by the way. I especially
cute.
Like it when you're kicking them under the table. That's the most fun.
Well, I didn't really do that. I just looked at him.
Well, you gave him that look
gave
that
him
a
look.
Mother gives a son that
right.
is more powerful than any kick could ever be. You know that. You've installed our buttons, you darlings.
You know, Billy, I didn't know that you were still listening to us. Aren't you a talk host on a competing radio station?
I'm not a host at times. I'm just a guest for the entire hour. At the moment.
Uh-huh.
Although I have had a show, a weekend show in the past on that station you're talking about. But are you kidding me? I've never stopped listening to you guys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Never stopped. And I'm one of those people.
It's
that
sort of like a train
about.
Wreck. It's sort of like a train wreck. You
no,
keep
no,
coming
no.
back.
No, no. You know, I'm also an example, and I'll get back to the other thing in a second, of what Michael's talking about, a caller who's very frequent. However, use me as an example. I really believe that I stimulate more action than I suck up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you
know,
you push buttons.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
exactly.
true, and you talk fast. And really, if you talk, fast-talking people are great, tend
yeah.
to make much better talk radio callers than slow-talking
but
people.
But the bottom line, of course, Michael, is that this is self-correcting. If we had a lot of other callers, it's not as if, you know, the call screeners like me better and they put me up front, and then the new callers get frustrated so they don't get on, they hang up. Until they start calling, there's nothing we can do about it. You don't have other content. Unfortunately, people like me are what you've got. It's the best thing you've got right now.
Okay, can we change the subject,
yes.
Billy,
yes.
as long as you took the time to call?
Yes. About the
how
FISA.
How do you feel about what?
About the FISA thing that you started to talk about.
Yes. I think it's pathetic. That they would do a thing like that, go on a vacation without coming up with a bill. The Senate had enough integrity to do what the president asked them to do. And yeah, wait a minute. Oh, you and I are going to have a lot to talk about, I can see. Why are you laughing?
The word integrity to do what the president asked is a joke.
Oh, you mean there is no integrity in our Congress?
Forget the word.
Not integrity.
There's not a lot of integrity in our Congress.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. That was the wrong word. But this is something that's important to our military.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
The fact is that the president said, you know, we need this. There's going to be, you're killing people. This is the heart. And then what he did was, of course, say, but if you don't include protection for me and my administration.
What do you mean by protection?
Part of the reason he didn't sign the bill, because that's what happened. They offered him a bill that he refused to sign.
Well, but they said they wouldn't allow. They would not allow waterboarding. They would not allow what you do listening on the telephone.
Well, that's right.
Eavesdropping. Wiretapping.
Let's talk about the wiretapping thing. The fact is that that the president made it very clear that that's a just we're just horribly standing in the way of his war on terror. The truth, however,
it's not his war on terror. That's the trouble with you lefties.
No, it is his.
It's our war.
No. Our war on terror is real. His
Billy,
is not.
Billy,
let me explain it to you. What's going to happen? What I'm trying to say, Kay, and you'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you have to be fair and let somebody else talk also.
Okay. Let me get this idea out, and then what you have to say will speak to the issue. And that is that because there was no protection for the telephone companies and for his administration, he did not sign this bill that he said was so important. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I'm not...
his own butt suddenly made the FISA bill unimportant because it didn't contain protection
for him. That's not the way I heard it yesterday.
I know that's not the way you heard it. That's why I called to straighten you out.
Look. I'm not crazy about George Bush. I'm very, very disappointed in him, and I think it's disgusting that both George Bush and the three or four presidents before him in the last 20 years or so left our borders open.
What has that got to do?
It has to do with what's happening to our
telephone.
Country right now.
You changed the subject, Kay.
That's okay. I think it's all part of the subject.
All right, go ahead.
You're bad-mouthing him. Well, I agree with you on this particular issue. I think what he did and what the other presidents did was despicable. They broke the law, and now we're in a not a very good situation, having so many millions of illegals in our country who are taking away the jobs from our own from the Americans and from legals who came in legally. Now that is not good. So enough of George Bush, but don't you think that if our boys are fighting a war because we have to deal with terrorism, shouldn't they have the tools?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course they should.
How do you feel about waterboarding?
As you point out, the despicable George Bush isn't just despicable about immigration.
I know,
He's
I didn't say he
despicable in so many areas that America, in other words, when America I, can't believe
wait
its
a
president.
Wait a minute. I didn't say he was despicable.
I said that it
was despicable for the House of Representatives to decide to go on a vacation without dealing with this issue.
No, you said the president, the past five presidents.
Well, I have no use for them either. That's
you did use the word despicable with regard to Bush, with regard to not closing the border.
He deserves it then.
Exactly, and not just, of course. He's not only despicable in this one issue. When it comes to America's distrust of this president, he's earned it. And so if something was important, there's no way for us to be able to follow him.
You have a point there.
Are people upset that we're not doing Fox News right now like we should be doing?
Well, Fox News doesn't tell the truth. No one's upset about that.
Well,
how do you know that? Do you spend your time listening to Fox News?
I learned that, yes, I do.
Oh, well, what about you? That means you don't listen to ABC and CBS and CNN?
I actually do.
You can't listen to all of them at once, Billy.
Excuse me?
I say you can't listen to them all at once. So don't make a blanket statement.
I spend 100% of my time on the media.
Is that what you do? You're retired, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
It is.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I never really worked in the first place, frankly. I'm not retired. I'm just doing what I always did, which was being
nothing.
A person who gets it, who understands the nature of the universe, and who understands the politics that we have today.
It doesn't have to make a living.
We started to talk about waterboarding. What are your feelings?
Now, wait a minute. Let's see if there's something.
Wait a minute.
And his fourth attempt to circle the world in a hot air balloon ended literally in flames, with Fawcett bailing midair.
Okay, you know, if we're not going to do Fox News, we should at least do the legal ID so we don't have our license revoked.
Okay.
This is KSCO Santa Cruz Salinas Monterey, and it's 11:04, okay? And you're listening to the Saturday special. And Forrest in San Jose is waiting. A serial faxer wants to go on with Billy. Billy is still on the line.
Yeah.
And Alan in Santa Cruz has been waiting patiently and respectfully about individual freedoms.
Okay. Can I continue the conversation with Billy?
But serial faxer wants to. Would you object if he came in?
No, not yet.
No, okay, but go ahead, Bill.
Really
go ahead.
I to hear.
Well, all right, waterboarding, Kay?
Yes.
I'll go with what McCain had to say about it. originally.
You mean like it's inhumane?
Like it's inhumane. And more importantly, and this is what you're not listening to, everyone agrees who's a professional in this business, it doesn't get good results.
Oh, that's not true at all. It's gotten enough results so that...
KK, it isn't true to say it isn't true.
Listen,
that's what the professionals have said.
Oh, who
that's
are the
fact.
Professionals? Are they the ones that are in the field fighting?
No, they're not. The ones who are
okay.
doing the ones who interrogate for a living.
The ones who have been
prisoners and have been tortured. You know, if you don't... If you
this
can't
is not
John
torture.
McCain,
this is not the... let me say... About
John
waterboarding,
McCain,
I don't
them.
Think there's any record that anybody died from waterboarding. What they've done was come out with information that was very helpful to our side of the military. Billy, you and I, you can have to stop, I know, because there are other people who want to talk.
Right, okay,
but wait a minute, Billy, if you and your ilk are going to continue, yes.
Is ilk a bad word or a good word?
It's the way you take it, but we cannot fight a politically correct war and win. Don't you understand that? You can't say, no, we're above that. We're above that. We're not going to make people have pain, even if there are worse enemies who are slicing off the heads of our own soldiers. That's okay. We
why
have to put
McCain?
Up with that.
Why is John
That's
McCain?
All. Goodbye, Billy. Talk to you another time.
No, wait a minute. No, Ma, what about cereal?
Oh,
we need
Come
to have...
On.
Cereal wants
all
to
right.
talk with Billy, okay? And you can relax for a little bit. Cereal, you're on with Billy. Go ahead.
Morning, Kate.
Hi.
Morning, MC.
Morning, Cereal.
Got a question for Billy.
Wait. Say good morning first.
Good morning, Mr. Sunshine.
Good morning, sir.
I'd like to know, you had your Sunday show down in Monterey.
Yeah.
And you spent 2 hours every week making fun of the Zwirlings and cutting them down.
Yeah.
And letting all the callers call in and cut them down. And that was the topic every week.
Yeah, he's a disgusting human being for doing that.
I would like to know how you call in and brown nose these people.
Yeah.
And use their station at your leisure you cut them down week after week after week.
Thank you very much. And he also has his wife badmouth us. And I'm angry with my son, Michael, for ever letting this weasel on the air.
No, Ma, calm down. What it does is it proves that we're open to everybody.
No, it doesn't. What it does is give Billy Sunshine an audience, and he does not deserve to have it on our station because he's a betrayer. You're despicable, Billy. And he...
Okay. How about answering my question, Billy?
Okay, is it my turn to speak?
Yeah.
Patrick, shame on you for lying. We didn't spend every week talking about...
Only one week?
No, oh absolutely
God.
Not, sweetie. We talked about it when it came up. At a certain point, you would do an editorial where perhaps you were being incorrect and you weren't being honest. We would talk about that. But it came up very rarely. As far as letting people speak their minds about whatever they like on my show, that's what we did on my show. I didn't censor anyone about anything, did I ever? Oh,
you
are flannel-mouthed show.
You are a flannel-mouthed liar, Billy.
Ooh, listen
you
to
are
it.
A liar, dude.
You seem very angry at me. What's your problem with me?
I'm mad at you because you had the nerve to cut down these people and then you used their station.
Weren't you mad at me before that? Haven't you been mad at me before that happened? What's the real truth behind your anger?
You're a hypocrite, Billy, and a liar.
Well,
no answer.
So are you denying? I mean, I haven't listened to this, but I've heard that what Cereal said was true. I didn't ask Cereal to call. I think it's nice that he did, but I mean, are you sort of being put on the spot here a little, Bill?
You got no answer, Billy.
What do you mean? Which part of the answer didn't you like? I said that at times.
Oh, you're a liar. You cut them down
very
week
rarely,
after week.
But at times we did speak about
week after week after week. You cut them down. You wanted to get her
true.
Editorial.
That's not true. That's not true.
You
we did that once.
Her Scott, why don't you let me talk, flannel mouth?
Ooh, listen to him. He's really crazy.
I'm crazy. You wanted her editorial so you could cut him down in the air.
Yes.
You cut down the swirlings, and then you call up and brown nose them, dude.
You know, having a disagreement about politics isn't cutting down people.
Oh, you're wrong.
Choosing to challenge Kay's editorials is giving her a certain amount of respect, if you really want to know the truth.
Oh,
it's saying, suggesting that her voice is important in this area, and that there should be a balancing voice as well. What do you
nice
have a problem
spin
with that? You have a
nice
problem with
spin
balance?
Nice spin, Billy. Nice spin.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Good radio. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Serial. See you both. It opens up a couple of lines at 479-1080. Alan in Santa Cruz. Oh, no, Forrest. Excuse me. He's been waiting a little longer here than Alan. Then Alan will be next. Go ahead, Forrest. You're on it. Jeez. the other line's just jammed up here, so...
Oh, wow. Hey, Michael and Kay.
Hi.
Interesting show for not having a topic or a guest.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy Mom came because she's a lightning rod.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if Billy Sunshine understands the nature of the universe, I'm scared for the universe, first of all.
He's a weasel.
You know, I think what it is if you don't work and you spend all of your time listening to the radio, listening to the news, Fox News, and reading articles online, it's really bad for your mental health.
I agree.
Yeah. So the one thing that I really want to talk about, this is kind of my cause celeb, I've been telling as many people about it as possible.
Yeah.
Is H.R. 393, which is the National Service Act of 2007, which is introduced by the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Charles Ringel, from New York. And this guy... at the start of the Iraq War, tried to bring about the draft, which he kind of weaseled out on. It didn't happen. But now this new bill basically will require anybody between the ages of 18 and 42 to perform a mandatory 2 years of national service for the government. And the scary thing is both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton support this bill in one way or another. They support the concept of national service. And, you know, it's 2 years. However, there's a clause in this bill that says that the president has the power to extend that period of service at their discretion. They also have the power to make decisions as to what kind of service is going to be required. So it's kind of it's a really scary thing, and
is very scary.
Well, I think the whole thing is scary. I think compulsory service for Americans, it's not just Americans, it's anybody living in the United States. So that goes for illegal aliens too. And my feeling is that what they're going to do first is get illegal aliens on board with this and say, hey, if you join the national service, you know, we'll pay you $10,000 a year, which is what actually they are. That's the number that they're coming up with as far as what they would pay people in the service every year, $10,000. We will give you automatic citizenship. Now, I haven't heard anybody say that, but that's my, hypothesis.
Why do you suppose that they are including illegals in this kind of a deal? There's only one reason, I think, and that is because not enough Americans are signing on to defending the country. So the government is doing something that's not very nice. If somebody signs up for, say, 1 year or 2 years, and nobody else wants to sign up, they actually force them to go back and back.
Right.
But listen, I feel differently than you do because this is a beautiful, wonderful country, and we have more rights than anybody else does. But don't you think that if we're all benefiting from those rights, that if there's any danger to our country, shouldn't we all be willing to defend it? Let me say.
We should all be.
I've seen.
I thought you were finished.
If you know anything about the state of Israel. And how it's the only democracy in the Middle East, and it's surrounded by enemies all the time, and they attack her. And somehow, I guess it's miraculous, but Israel always wins. And the reason Israel is strong is because every Israeli boy and girl, when they reach a certain age, like 18, I think it is, they have to serve for 2 years and then be in the reserves until they're 50. Now, if everybody in the country does that, does his share of keeping your country free, then what's wrong with that?
Well, I love the idea of everybody having some kind of military training.
Sure.
And I love the idea of people doing it voluntarily, but we have a voluntary military here.
It's not working. It's not big enough. And that's why the country...
Okay. All right. Well, getting away from the military for just a moment, this bill is not just a draft into the military. This bill is a draft into whatever service the government deems necessary.
Yeah. Well,
so basically what happens is you become essentially a slave of the government.
You're right. That's a bad bill, and it's good that you're exposing it. But please understand that there is something good about having a draft. I'm old, and my generation, I don't know which commentator called it the greatest generation, and we were. Every one of us were involved. Oh, my husband had to go, and you know the way we felt about the war at that particular time. We had to deal with Hitler, and he was doing darn well in Europe, going from one country to another. And so, when we were attacked by Japan, we were ready because everybody was willing to give part of himself to serve the country. That's not the case here. A lot of people are actually against the military. And it's not fair for a certain amount of people who love the country enough to put their own lives on the line just say the draft is no good. I think the draft is good because everybody can participate and be part of it. And that will keep our country strong because then we'll have a big military ready all the time.
Well, I disagree that forcing people to go to war against their will is good.
They don't have to. We've had a lot of...
good for the military.
You're right also, but those people were conscientious objectors, and they didn't have to fight. There are lots of jobs in the war where people don't have to do the fighting. But to make excuses and say, well, you know... And we don't want to do this, and we love this country.
Right, and that's the thing that scares me most about this bill.
The bill is bad. You're right.
We have all these people who are objectors to this war. Well, all you have to do is object to going into military service, and the government will find another job for you.
In the military. Not out of the military. Oh, no, you're right. Well, so this is an awful bill. I don't think it'll ever pass.
It's whatever the president deems a necessary service to their country. And what scares me
any president is going to want to have that power. So I'll bet everybody who's running for president would probably support that because
Hillary
it will give
Obama
more power.
Hillary and Obama both support it. McCain supports it as long as it's not mandatory, but he could change his mind on that at any time. And, you know, I'm a gun owner, and one thing that scares me is, confiscating guns is a huge, huge job. You know, it takes a lot of manpower to do something like that. Well, what if, and one of the pieces of language in here is that you can be used to do whatever the government feels is necessary for the homeland security.
If
they decide that nobody should have guns, well, just get a big group of citizens together to go around and grab them up. So we'll have mobs of, you know, it may sound paranoid, but
pretty scary.
No, you're not paranoid.
The potential is there.
You're very realistic. You're not paranoid. Once the government takes away the guns, then we're all lost. And that's not the worst thing that's happening to us. What about the North American Union, where our president has decided arbitrarily that we are going to be like, with Mexico and Canada, that we're going to be a tri-group, and then before too long, we're going to lose our own sovereignty.
Right.
We the people were not consulted. This is Our country's
Forrest,
going...
thanks for your call.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
Real quick, please.
I know you're
yeah,
got, a lot,
got a lot of other callers.
I think one of the reasons why you get a lot of the same callers is because most of the topics on these shows are very sophisticated about politics and stuff. I think that if you had more lighthearted shows that talk about, you know, just general, you know, BS.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
Joke.
Yeah, we used to have a joke special every once in a while, but no. But we need to do that. But I was thinking about an invention show. Now, I have a good friend that I hang out with who's an inventor, and he's got lots of other friends who are inventors. And I was actually asked. I'm so proud to have been asked to narrate a sales presentation for an inventor, a mutual inventor friend. You know, that my inventor friend introduced me to. Now, this guy has invented a hospital bed that does everything. You don't have to. It changes the sheets without the patient having to get out. Gives the patient a bath. The patient can do number one or number two, and all of the things that it takes an attendant to do. And oftentimes, the attendant in moving a heavy patient gets injured themselves. You know, this is an amazing. It's not just a theory and some. I've actually seen a working prototype of this thing, and this thing should be in every hospital and every extended care facility and every house.
I want to help
this guy get the funding to become a big company, because talk about an invention that would help millions and millions of people. I mean, that probably costs a lot less than the typical $40,000 hospital bed. $40,000 is the typical cost of a hospital bed, is what I've been told. I find it hard to believe, but apparently it's true. Anyhow, so a program that features, you know, these kinds of things, you know, might bring in other callers too. Anyhow, thank you for that suggestion, Forrest. Right. Appreciate it. As promised, we're going to go to Alan in Santa Cruz. Thanks for waiting so long, Alan. You're on KSCO.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to start right out by saying you have a very smart mom.
Don't you think I know that? I mean, when it became clear that there was going to be no guest today, I cried for my mommy, and she came.
I would too, and she has so much wisdom and truth, and that's really what's missing from a lot of these discussions. I just wanted to point out first, a lot of liars out there who are zealots, and the way you can tell you're dealing with a liar is when, and this is for Billy. Hi, Billy. When the discussion starts to dig in and get to the truth, and they resort to psychobabble.
Right.
Hey, you're angry with me. Okay, great. So now we're in the psychobabble land. Just leave the stuff behind. Move into that. And that's what the problem is. I like to get to the core of the matter. Rangel, for example, came out and said his real reason for passing or wanting to pass this draft is he thinks that the military is staffed by poor black people.
What?
He said that. And he said that he wants to make sure that all the well-to-do families in America lose a son to the war so that they'll rise up and be against the war also. You may recall that. But the main reason I was calling today really was there are some real true things going on with this North American Union and dissolving the sovereignty of America. And I went out and mixed with a great deal of people. I even went out one time and protested to try to help get the border closed. And there were a lot of people out there called anarchists.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I began to realize that there's a large group of people who hate Bush for the simple fact that they want to dissolve the American nation,
right,
and go to a sort of a global communist life kind of thing. Right. Those people are scary as all hell, frankly. And there's another group of us who have grown to dislike Bush as well, but for a very different reason, and we're not even like those people I just mentioned. So here's the bottom line with talking about truth is that it needs to apply to everybody. I do dislike Bush because he's criminally left our borders open.
Yes.
I dislike his predecessors for the exact same reason.
Yes.
Clinton did that. Bill Clinton, when he went, he was campaigning in 92, said he was against NAFTA. Got elected based on that, just like Obama's saying right now.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, signed NAFTA into law.
Yep.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm totally agreeing with everything you're saying.
That makes it easy.
But more than that, this North American Union, it's a done deal. President Bush actually had the gall to mention it during his speech in January. Oh, yes, we are going to be meeting about... Yeah. If they're talking about Ameros, that means that's the kind of money we're going to be using for the three countries. What did we, the people, have to say about this? Absolutely nothing.
I don't understand that part of it.
Go to Google and put in the North American Treaty
Union.
Union, and see what you read, and you'll be sick.
Oh, I understand that part of it. What I don't understand is how Americans have become so passive. I don't know if it's just because of
I know how that happened, because what started to happen in our government is, rather than put things to a vote where we were all involved, they started to have committees. Who would decide issues for the rest of us.
And lobbyists.
The lobbyists are the worst thing that can happen. And another worst thing is the United Nations. The United Nations has one agenda, and that is to rule the whole world. Yeah. And that's okay. The way it is.
Santa Cruz Allen, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Here's Rich in Salinas. Is it the Rich I hope it is?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, it's not, but that's okay. That's okay.
I'm still writing Kay's name in for president.
Okay.
I'm not changing there. You know,
she's still going to write your name in for president.
Oh, thank you. It's a little late for me, but thank you.
Well, let's assume when we get to the election, we might be taking over before then. I don't know.
Well,
but you know, this law that he was just talking about that Rangel's pushing through. What about the one Biden's pushing through, that we're going to send Mexico $1.4 billion initially to secure their southern border? And in that law, you'll notice it's through the Foreign Relations Committee, I think, that Biden chairs. In that, it's a bunch of provisions like taking away our guns. It's one of them.
Oh, my God.
And a bunch of other things. Now, he just ran that through. That's already been voted on by the House of Representatives in the past. It hasn't been by the Senate. And that thing needs to be stopped.
You bet.
Because we can't secure our own borders, but we're giving them all this money to secure their southern border.
Because
that's our new border. It's the Mexican southern border. That's what that's all about. SPP.gov, by the way, is the website that the government has for that new one world government, you know, or the three nations.
SPP.gov.
So, yeah, that stands for the Security and Prosperity Partnership.gov.
Okay.
Check that out. Now
you said we're being all billy boarded or something?
Yeah, and I said, you know, every week we get billy boarded. And the torture is getting to be too much. I'm starting to bang my head on the wall here.
But please don't stop listening.
Oh, no, I won't stop listening. I mean, look, if it takes a revolution, this has got to be stopped. Because they are pushing it. They know we're finding out about it, and so they're pushing it even faster now, because if they don't, we will stop them. And that's the frustrating
Salinas
thing.
Salinas, Rich, I got it. Before I forget, stay on the line. I want to read this email that came from the Richie that I thought you were, okay?
Okay.
And if Richie's listening, I hope he'll call in. I want him to call in. Richie is irritated with me. It's Richie Damsey. What? You told the caller, and this came in an hour ago, and I'm just reading it now. You told the caller that you never heard of HAARP. Yes, you have. You know about HAARP because I told you about HAARP. In fact, we did a whole show on weather modification right on your station. It cost me $600. How can you say you never heard of it? because I don't remember the acronym, Bill, or Richie. Okay, your own words are revealing that there is another agenda at work here. HAARP, High Altitude Auroral Resonance Program, a.k.a. Weather Modification. That caller was very interesting and you cut him off. Get Jeannie on the phone and she'll tell you about HAARP. I guess you just don't want to know what's up. Regards, Rich. P.S. Bush sucks.
I agree.
Okay. I think we're all in agreement on that at this point from what he's done.
Yeah.
Ma, now, don't you feel terrible for all those commentaries you did for years saying how wonderful Bush was and how terrible anti-Bush people were?
No. I didn't say he was terrible. I do believe that there are Islamic terrorists who are committed, they're crazy in the first place, but they're committed to destroying everyone who doesn't believe as they do. Anyhow, but since...
And they're getting across our borders, too.
And they're getting... Yeah. And
okay, Salinas, Rich, thanks for your call,
Just a couple of real quick things.
Yeah, real
they're printing, I was already told, they're printing the Amaro and the Denver Mint now.
Yes, can you believe that?
It's supposed to be coming out in approximately 2 years on their schedule. That's why they're pushing.
How do we stop this?
Like I said, it's going to take a revolution, I think, because they already put up all the candidates.
Don't you wish our station was more powerful than it is?
They already put up the candidates that they want us to vote for. It's not who we're voting for. Our votes don't count. Matter of fact, on George Norrie's program last night, they were already saying that the numbers for the election are already in. We have no control over these votes. And supposedly McCain's going to win. That's according to what the guy was talking about it last night.
And
as far as the Rangel's bill on the draft.
Yeah.
Remember in China when the Chinese were trying to get their government to go democracy? What do? They brought troops in from another part of the country to suppress the people in the southern part of the country. And that's what, if we have illegals going into the military, that's what they would use those for, suppress the U.S. citizens using the illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Here's Peter and Salinas. Thanks for waiting, Peter. You're on KSCO.
Michael, can you hear me?
Well,
I kind of agree that I like some of the regular callers, including Billy, West Side Al, Big Gun Gordy, and the whole crew. That seems to be a great part of the program.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I'm gonna back off on that one then. I guess, you know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned it, but.
Well, my question is for Kate. Kate, our Constitution holds that there can be no surveillance, no wiretapping without a judge overseeing it. And they don't have to obtain that oversight up until 3 or 4 days later. Is that unacceptable to you, Kate?
I really don't understand what you just said. Please tell it to me again.
Now, our administration has the right to wiretap anyone, anytime.
Wartime?
No. The FISA has been in place since the Nixon administration.
Okay, yes.
What it requires, Kate, is that any wiretapping, any surveillance, any opening of your mail requires that a federal judge be briefed on the entire reasonable cause for doing that surveillance. Is that not good enough for you?
But I'm looking at this in the context of how we deal with our enemies that are committed to destroying us.
Well, of course they are, Kate. But
it's K-A-Y.
Sorry, K.
Yeah.
But why is it that the president doesn't feel that a judge should have some form of oversight? And I ask you that.
Let me say something about what I think about judges, because I would say at least in the last 20 years, the judges in California are not really judges who judge things impartially. They are politically motivated, and they make their decisions on their politics. So I don't think a judge is something to look up to, all things considered.
Well, that's not my point. My point is the Constitution holds that no warrants can be issued, no surveillance can take place without some form of oversight, and you don't feel that's necessary. And the reason I ask that, Kate, would you transfer that power to someone like a Hillary Clinton?
No, I wouldn't do that. I think what I would do in that instance would make it be the Supreme Court. Let them make the decisions. That's
exactly the judicial oversight that I would demand as well.
Yeah.
Next question, Kay, is then you're proponing that waterboarding is okay, but that can only be done under the auspices of the executive order from the president. And I ask you again, would you turn that authority over to one Hillary Clinton?
No, I wouldn't.
So
I don't know that much about what you're saying.
What's unclear? These are powers that you're willing to convey to the Bush administration, and yet you will not convey that to Hillary Rodham Clinton and her administration. I'm confused. Why?
No, I just said that you just told me something that I didn't know.
Well, that's what this program's about.
Yeah.
So, Kate, my thing is a strict constitutionalist. The reason that we have this is to make sure this type of unchecked power, that's what we're talking about, mm-hmm. does not fall into the hands of either a Clinton or a Bush. Would you agree?
I would agree with that, yes.
And the point Billy Sunshine was trying to make is the reason the Bush administration would not sign over on the surveillance, they want to grant immunity to the telecom companies for their illegal participation, their unconstitutional participation in surveillance without judicial oversight. Is that simple enough?
Yes.
Well, gee, Kate. No.
It's Kay, damn it.
Kay.
It doesn't...
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Michael. I'm just kind of dumb that way. Thank you, Michael. That's my point.
Okay. Thanks for calling. That was Peter and Salinas. Steven Salinas is going to be... Oh, Richie is here. Okay, he's in a better mood. All right, Richie, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Good. Sorry for all the angst. You know, I get riled up with this.
Yeah, you really take... I know you're really very concerned about what's happening to
the
country.
I am. I'm very passionate.
And so am I, and so is Kay, and so are most people who listen to KSCO.
Well,
And a lot of other people, but... Man, I'm not part of any agenda, Richie. You're why do you keep accusing me of that in your emails?
I get a little sidetracked. I get frustrated. The country is ready for, you know, people have to wake up. It's time. All the callers agree.
It's almost too late.
Well, it almost is, but the Constitution is the law of the land. Everyone has to remember that. Everything they're doing or trying to do is illegal mm-hmm. because it is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick to the Constitution. It's inviolate.
Okay.
Bush and whoever, Rice, Cheney.
So you must be a Ron Paul supporter.
Well, you know, politics is politics. Yeah, he makes the most sense. My daughter's a very strong Ron Paul supporter.
Why aren't you?
Well, because I want to observe. I don't, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in emotion and... Go with the group. I want to know for sure who's the best person, you know. And I am very passionate, and I do apologize for getting on.
Mom insists that I play the commentary right now, so I'm going to do it. Okay. But wait a minute, Richie. I don't want to cut you off.
Well, so. No, I'm just calling because you asked me to call.
Okay.
And the thing about HARP, I mean, I did finance the show.
Yeah, you did finance the show.
They're spraying HARP
every day. You put your money where your mouth is, and we will do that moth show that you want to do. And I know you want to do it sooner rather than later.
Well, I just think someone has to take a stand. We have to all, united we stand, divided we fall. Let's all stick together. Everyone doesn't have the same opinion, but there's an underlying agenda here that people have to be aware of. They're all liars in Washington. Sam Farr campaigned against NAFTA. Then he gets in and he votes for it.
Yes.
In fact, I think
and
he was
North
the deciding
American
vote,
Union.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
If they let that North American Union in, we're screwed.
They are.
Now,
it's a done deal.
Look.
Haven't you seen the map that is out of these international highways?
Yeah, I have seen
highways?
Some. You know, Kay, it's so hard to keep up with these people.
I know.
Because they run
end
runs around
us.
All of us. I go by what Mae Brussels had to say back in the early 80s. She laid it all out. She said they're going to ship the jobs, bring in the third world, and ship the factories out overseas. And she was right.
Yep.
And they took her out. She was from Corral de Tierra, right in Carmel Valley.
What do you mean took her out? What are you talking about?
They killed her.
Who's they?
Oh, who knows?
And how did they kill her? How did
With
she die?
With fast acting cancer. You know, who can prove it? But, you know, sometimes you don't need solid proof. You just know what you know.
Are there any recordings of her program?
Yes, there are.
Why don't you, let's
You know, the very first time my wife and I heard her on the radio, she said this, quote, "Hi, this is Mae Brussels, and this is my last show. I've been threatened. Now, I've been threatened before, but this one I'm taking seriously, and they've threatened my children." And that was her last live recording. Everything after that was the previous shows she had taped. And thank God, there are Mae Brussels archives that everyone should listen to, because you can't argue what she predicted. She's almost like Nostradamus. It happened, and
okay,
it is
happening. Where do you get these? Where do you get to these archives?
There's a website, Mae Brussels. There's who is it? John Judge. These were all researchers.
Okay, can you get us the name of the website so we can put it out?
Yeah, maybe
com. Maybe we'll do a program. We could probably find a sponsor. You might be able to help us there to do Mae Brussels reruns or something.
Now you like John Lennon. It's interesting that John Lennon financed her first article in Rebel magazine called "Why Was Martha Mitchell Kidnapped?" And they took John out, you know, lone gunman. I don't believe that. Do you?
Yeah, I do, because you can see it.
Well, yeah.
Because you can see it. What I don't believe is what the Warren Commission says about the JFK assassination.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to Dealey Plaza, and you know that that's BS.
Yeah, well, I knew it without having to go there.
Yeah.
Single bullet theory.
All right,
yeah.
Richie, you and I will be in touch, and you know, the,
all right,
the
and
real,
I
real busy lately, but I really appreciate your concern and your caring and your friendship and so forth.
And you are my friend, and
yeah,
I'm
ditto.
Sorry, I wouldn't get excited over someone I didn't care about.
Okay,
and you and your mom are tops. She's from Brooklyn. Yay!
Yeah, I still have a Brooklyn accent.
I'm going back to singing. That's what I do best.
Oh, yeah. Really good. Okay, thank you,
Thank
Rich.
You, Michael.
Okay, say,
all right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Now, Steve and Salinas, defending our country, Joe in Seaside, Doug in Aptos, and Michael in Santa Cruz. Stay on the line. I know you've been waiting a long time, but this commentary should have played, and we got some commercials to play, too. So, can we go ahead and play that K's commentary about Ron Paul? How long is it? Do you remember?
About okay.
Three minutes. Okay,
minutes.
Good. So here we go. Take it away, Nikki.
Following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's Whirling.
Several weeks ago, KSCO devoted the two-hour Saturday special to discuss Ron Paul. I called his honest appraisal a breath of fresh air. But alas, the powers that be in our country refuse to take his message seriously. But I suspect that Ron Paul opened a door which will not close. It may take 4 years or longer, but finally he will be taken seriously as a contender for the presidency. In one place, I must part company with Ron Paul. Those who created our Constitution then may have been justified to think of our nation being isolationist. It's no longer that simple in this age of nuclearism and world Islamic terrorists determined to destroy all who do not embrace the Muslim religion, some of which is many evil beliefs. The following compelling arguments from the Internet says it better than I could. Well now, Republicans say, we have a nominee. That may very well be. But there was only one clear winner in the confusing GOP nominating contest, and it was not John McCain. The winner was Ron Paul, and the effects of his win will be felt for years to come. Ron Paul made a classic political mistake. He told the truth. In debate after debate, he pointed at his party, his president, his fellow contenders for the GOP nomination, shouting aloud, like the little boy in the proverbial story, quote, "They have no clothes," unquote. And lo and behold, we looked, and they didn't. They were all naked. He showed that the conservative movement has lost its way, its moral authority, and its logic. He showed us that we have become a red team versus a blue team. But that since we have decided that this is a political war and all normal rules are suspended, conservatives can do liberal things to win it. Conservatives can run up big deficits if it helps their side win. They can dole out needless pork, known as earmarks, if it elects another conservative to the Congress. It can go to war if it makes their president look like a leader and wins him another term. But in the process, Ron Paul showed us that we have lost our way. We are no longer conservatives. We are fighting for power, not for principles. We have become corrupted by the process, and the only way back is to retrace our steps and find all the things we discarded along the way. Barry Goldwater lit a similar fire with his Conscience of a Conservative. Its truths and arguments were so obvious and so honest that one laughed aloud while reading it. But Goldwater himself was doomed to political defeat, and Ron Paul has no chance to win this election either. One can see that when he first opened his mouth. And yet the words and arguments of Ron Paul are still resonating. They still hang over the election. They are haunting and troubling. They are producing blogs, papers, and books. And like Goldwater's revolution, they will one day be very likely to produce their own Ronald Reagan. And when those heady days happen, a small but hardy band of pioneers who first had the nerve to join him and start shouting from the street, "They aren't wearing any clothes," will be able to say that they could see what the country missed. They were there when history was made. John McCain and his poorly chosen words of staying in Iraq 100 years have almost guaranteed that he will be the answer to the trivia question: who was the Republican candidate who lost on the ticket but claimed the first woman and black for the presidency? Another question may very well be, what other candidate ran that year and launched the movement that has dominated national politics for the last generation? And that answer will be Ron Paul. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Don Heichel ran for SoCal Creek Water Director in opposition to desalinization.
SoCal's proposed desal plant will be expensive and dirty. It will take about 200 million watts of electricity every year just to run it, and that's a lot of coal to burn. And that's why I'm running for SoCal Creek Water Director again, on a platform of catching more rain runoff. It will cost less and be much cleaner. That's my simple solution to our water shortage.
You can stop the rate increase in service charge. Call the SoCal Creek Water District for details by Tuesday. 475-8500.
As a Central Coast grower, you face many risks every day. Hi, I'm Craig Dean with DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. A good way to manage risk is with Allied Group Farm Insurance Plans. DCD and Allied, a nationwide company, will insure your farm, crops, property, and vehicles for some of the most competitive rates available. So call us at DCD Insurance Services, 800-347-6145, or visit DCDIS.com. Remember, DCD and Allied Nationwide are always on your side. Get the insurance attention you need. Hi, I'm Craig Dean of DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. You will get the personal attention you deserve with DCD and Allied's premier service. DCD and Allied will keep your car, home, and business covered 24 hours a day, every day, and will give you the attention you need when you need it. Call DCD Insurance Services at 800-347-6145 or visit at DCDIS.com. Remember, DCD and Allied Nationwide are always on your side.
Many find that daily prayer brings healing, happiness, and deeper understanding of God into their lives. Discover how at a free Christian Science lecture by Martha Moffett at First Church of Christ Scientists in Carmel at 2 p.m. Saturday. Moffett's nationally recognized presentation, Prayer That Heals and Restores, will give inspiring accounts of how daily prayer can protect you from evil and bring God's full goodness into your life. That's Saturday, 2 p.m. at First Church of Christ Scientists in Carmel on Monteverde. For information, call 624-3631.
For several months now, you've heard the commercials for Santa Cruz Tile and Stone here on KSCO. Now you can go to the KSCO.com website and click on the yellow box and see their fabulous showroom and their great products and services. If you're thinking about a remodel or new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom, then you need to visit Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in granite, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. And you'll also find Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, Phoenix Spas, and Gazebos at the lowest prices in Santa Cruz County. And remember, Phoenix Spas and Gazebos are the only ones built in Northern California. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let the expert staff at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone work with you to design your remodel or your new construction project. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, unit number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292 or visit them by going to ksco.com and click on the yellow box. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
Now you can get rid of the hazardous materials in your home and it won't cost you a thing. Hello, I'm Patrick Matthews with Santa Cruz County Public Works with an answer for what to do with all those hazardous materials in your home. Bring them to us. That's right. If you live in the unincorporated areas of Santa Cruz County, the cities of Scotts Valley, Santa Cruz, or Capitola, we will take your hazardous wastes for free. Bring us your paints, solvents, pesticides, flammable liquids, fuels, outdated medicines, pool and photographic chemicals. But don't bring us compressed gas cylinders, explosives, infectious, or radioactive wastes. You can also pick up free recycled paint and other household products from our Second Chance store when you visit. For the hours of household hazardous waste facilities at the Buena Vista Landfill, Ben Lomond Transfer Station, and City of Santa Cruz Resource Recovery Center, visit SantaCruzCountyRecycles.org. That's SantaCruzCountyRecycles.org or call 454-2606. That's 454-2606. Remember, Santa Cruz County recycles.
Pro Golf of Santa Cruz, located in the Gateway Plaza, has the lowest prices on golf equipment and apparel in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. They carry the gear you want, like Cobra, TaylorMade, Titleist, Callaway, Adams, Cleveland, Mizuno, Ping, and Odyssey. They provide in-house full-service club repair, free custom club fitting, a state-of-the-art golf simulator, and during the month of February, they're also having a trade-in, trade-up event. Pro Golf of Santa Cruz, in the Gateway Plaza Shopping Center along River Street in Santa Cruz, where Office Max, Ross, PetSmart, and Cost Plus World Market are located. Open daily, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6:30. Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 to 6. Call 831-426-GOLF, 831-426-4653. Pro Golf of Santa Cruz. Call 831-426-GOLF, 831-426-4653. Pro Golf of Santa Cruz, where service fits you to a T.
Wendy's, located at 5620 Scotts Valley Drive, is not just another fast food restaurant. Family owned and operated for 14 years, Wendy's in Scotts Valley offers the finest food fast. Do you know or have you heard that when you order a combo meal at Wendy's, you can have your choice of a Caesar side salad, a piping hot baked potato, fresh side salad, steaming hot chili, yogurt wood granola, or crisp hot fries? Are you hungry yet? Visit the Scotts Valley Wendy's, located at 5620 Scotts Valley Drive, and don't forget their drive-thru. Do what tastes right. Do Wendy's in Scotts Valley.
Okay, we're back in the closing 8 minutes. And listen, you know, we have three callers. We're going to get them on. But I just realized this is the first time in history we haven't done the hour two jingle at the beginning of the hour or at all. So I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it right now because we have to. It wouldn't be the Saturday special without playing this.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but...
Late than never. And while we're on the subject of not doing what we should have done, We didn't play the That's All folks at the end of the program last week either. So we're going to do it twice this time. But in the mean, but first, we're going to get Doug and Aptos. Doug, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi.
Hey.
Doug Deitch.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, Deitch. I dropped off a... Well, hi, Mrs. Whirling.
Hi.
Oh, she says hi. Say it again, Ma. Your mic was off.
Hi. It's very nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you.
Hoping that we'd be able to do a water show one of these days.
With all the SoCal...
I dropped all the information off over there for you.
Okay.
How our board is supervised.
Don't expect anything dropped off from me at KSCO is ever going to be seen by me. It just doesn't happen.
If you want
to get to me, you email it to me. I don't do anything but email.
Oh, I had a DVD though.
Okay.
With all the
it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So I don't know what to tell you.
I don't do it.
I'm not going to give people the wrong information. You can't leave a book for me. I'm not going to get it.
Well, how about I have a website, begentlewiththeearth.com.net or .org. It spells it all out, and I think that the people in this area are very concerned about their water bills going up from these districts.
I think I said we were going to do that, right? And I guess we need to do. Why don't you call Rosie during the week, Doug, and see what we can do.
Okay, great. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I think people are real concerned about their water. Bills going up, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Sure, I appreciate it. Don't mean to be hard about things, but people are always leaving me stuff, and it's just don't waste your time.
If you can't
email it to me and keep it short, don't bother. Okay,
great.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye. Here's Steve in Salinas. Steve, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your Saturday specials. They are some of the best programs on the radio in this country. And
I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
Saturday. Before I get to my issue, which is the war, public service, and all that sort of thing, I'd like to say that the discussions I have heard so far today really have dealt with, as I see it, life in a democracy, i.e. majority rule, not life in a republic ruled by law with some democratically elected institutions. Big distinction.
Yes.
Having said that, I'm a Vietnam vet. And I will say that I will defend the borders of my country with my life. I have taught my children those values. But I've also taught my children that our interests are not to go to foreign countries and fight for somebody else. And therein lies our problem. We have soldiers in 130, if not more, countries defending people who don't need to defend themselves. Why we have no military to defend ourselves, not even a National Guard, because they're over somewhere else.
Steve, you're right on. And for all the people who say what Bush has said, we want to keep the terrorists from attacking us. I think just the reverse is going to happen. I really do. So I'm really happy that you called, and I couldn't agree with you more.
I tend to think if my country's attacked, I guarantee you've got 200 million Americans who are going to rise up and defend it.
Yeah.
I doubt you'll have more than 2 or 3% of the illegals in the country doing that.
I'm sure that you're right, too. Isn't that interesting?
I'm changing, yes.
Yeah.
I'm willing to change and learn. You can't. If you're not going to keep learning, you might as well stop living.
What we fail to see is our policies haven't changed since the end of World War II.
Right.
So we got snookered. They don't need us.
Yeah.
We're in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Nobody talks about that. I don't see us ever getting out of the Middle
East. So you still disagree with Ron Paul on the war, Ma?
Michael, no. You just heard my commentary.
Oh.
Don't you understand that what you're saying is interesting, Steve, because that was the first thing that Ron Paul said when he was introduced as one of the contenders for presidency. He said, our big trouble is that we poke our noses into other countries when we should be taking care of our own.
Yeah, you've got a really noisy phone there, Steve, but I sure am happy you called the Saturday special. I want to thank you, okay?
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, Joe in Seaside, real quick, you're on.
Get to the last caller.
Yeah, quick.
And we can't have a draft right now because I hate Bush, but when it all comes down, and we have to implement the draft.
I agree.
I got the copy 3 years ago. Your mom gave me a nice call back. It was the book Marina and Lee. It explains the Kennedy assassination. I left it there. That's why you didn't get it, but your mom eventually did get it, and if she can pass it on to you, it will explain the Kennedy assassination.
Okay.
Well, do you have another copy of that?
I do have another copy.
I sure
somewhere.
Would like to have it.
It'd be best if you can email it in PDF or something. You know, that makes it a whole lot easier. It could be easier to replicate.
It might have been stolen by the local gangbangers. But the other book, Case Closed, and I forgot the author, it does even better.
Okay. Joe, thanks very much for waiting. You are our last call, and we appreciate it. That's it, Gang Ma. Thanks for coming down and being a great crutch here. I think you should host your own show. I really do, and a lot of other people do too. Maybe little by little you'll feel comfortable doing that. Okay, gang, I guess that's about it. I said we were going to play this thing twice. Let's do it here.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Now, wait, we got to play it again. We have to play it again, just like I said, okay?
Yeah, that's all, folks.
To make up for not doing it last week. All right, here's Fox News.
Amid the grief, new information today about the gunman who opened fire, killing 5 students before he killed himself. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live in DeKalb. Jessica?
Police had said they had no motive, Hank, but maybe new leads will help. They seized items from a Travel Lodge motel, including a laptop. Stephen Kazmierczak apparently stayed there for a couple of days before his rampage.
Northern always had the special place in my heart because of the peacefulness. I came back today to mourn the loss of that and the loss of the young lives.
People are stopping by Cole Hall where the shooting happened, staring at it as if it's a grave site. Hank?
Jessica, violent deaths of a very different kind in Maryland. 8 people killed during an illegal drag race when a car that may have been taking part plowed into the crowd.
There was a drag race going on, police believe. 30 or 40 people last night in the middle of the night were watching the race.
Fox's Julie Kurtz. It happened about 20 miles from the nation's capital. Police say a truck that came by after the incident may have also hit someone. In politics, the next prize is Wisconsin. You decide. 2008 and Democrat Barack Obama campaigning in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, is hoping voters will decide for him.
People don't want to just be against something. People want to be for something. People want to feel that we can come together and really go after the big problems that we face, and those problems, everybody feels them.
Polls are showing Obama ahead of Hillary Clinton.
Jobs for all, health care for all, education for all, that should be part of a dream again, and it will be when I am in the White House.
Both candidates will be speaking tonight at the annual Founders Day dinner in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin primary is coming up on Tuesday. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Global warming, cool change.
You don't have to buy a new car to do your part to have a positive impact on the environment.
Would you believe a typical American uses over 700 pounds of paper a year? That equals about 9 trees as big around as telephone poles and 4 stories high to manufacture the paper you use each year.
Including boxes, computer printouts, napkins, magazines, toilet paper, you name it.
Start looking for recycled paper products and buy them.
40% of landfill is paper. 1 ton of recycled paper saves 17 trees and 3 cubic yards of landfill.
Also, 7,000 gallons of water, 4,200 kilowatt hours, and 390 gallons of oil.
And prevent 60 pounds of air pollutants. See, using recycled paper can make a difference.
More tips to combat global warming with a cool change are ahead on Fox News Talk.
2 days before the elections in Pakistan, a car filled with explosives rammed into an office of one of the candidates. 37 people killed when the bomb went off. Other violent incidents as well.
The government here says it has rolled out police and army to help keep Monday's general election safe and on track.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in Islamabad, Pakistan. Most of the victims of the bombing reportedly members of the same political party that had been led by the assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. In North Korea... It's a birthday party for the man they call Dear Leader, President Kim Jong-il, celebrating his 66th birthday. This is American researchers say they were told by North Korean scientists that North Korea would come clean about its nuclear programs in return for the U.S. taking the country off the list of terrorist countries. The writers are back at work on your TV shows, but even before you start seeing the results, there's a new show starting tomorrow night about a serial killer migrating over from free TV to cable.
Is America ready for a lovable serial killer? Eric King, who plays Sergeant Doakes in the Showtime series Dexter, thinks so.
I mean, I think we know from Showtime that people are really looking for great programming. They're looking for great storytelling. And Dexter is one of those shows that makes you ask yourself a lot of questions. So we're excited.
When it airs on CBS, there will be blood. But less of it.
We always do a clean version of the show, so it already exists in terms of the language. In terms of the content, the show has to be shorter anyway to go onto CBS, so I'm knowing that they're going to do a great job.
Season 1 of Dexter begins on CBS Sunday. Mari Kartel, Fox News Radio.
In Africa, a red carpet welcome for President Bush and Mrs. Bush on the second stop of their African trip in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The president is looking at various success stories in Africa, but also promising to work hard to help resolve conflicts in the region. I'm Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, I'm Nikki James, and you're listening to KSCO 1080. Time for your Central Coast forecast today. Patchy fog before 10. Well, now, hopefully not anymore. Sunny skies, highs near 57 degrees. Calm wind becoming west-southwest between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 10 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunday, we'll have a little fog, but it will also be mostly sunny. So go enjoy that weekend. And the Monterey Bay boaters forecast today, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, a west swell 8 to 12 feet at 16 seconds, areas of fog, and tonight the southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, the wind waves less than 2 feet, but the swells will be 6 to 10 feet at 15 seconds.